Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk college hoops with Hall of Famer and head coach of the St. Joseph Blue Jays, Jim Calhoun. Brought to you by the Hartford Law Firm of Riscassi and Davis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
8:50, and we bring in the Hall of Famer, Jim Calhoun, who will talk about his big charitable event that is coming up in a couple of days. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks,
we're here collecting for the Salvation Army Holiday Store down in City Place. It's a great event, and we're having a lot of fun helping out the Salvation Army, which we've done for 29 years, yeah. Or since I tell people, since I had hair. Saturday, first
did you,
time.
Did you at that time?
Yes, I did. I had a big hairdo. Okay. I was huge.
I'm seeing it.
Although
we
just saw a picture of you with luscious locks.
Well, yes, they still do it.
Saturday for the first time at home, a little different feeling for the Blue Jays. Pine Manor came in, played aggressively. Jim, I thought their press took you out of your offense because it sped you up too much.
Well, it did a lot of different things. We were averaging like in the high 80s. So we're a team that can score. The thing is, and this is not on any one person, not on Chitaka, Mike, who handles the ball sometime, or our wing players. But honestly, we dug ourselves in a hole with it. You know, we started out the game 1-13. That's not a recipe to win a lot of games. And you look back at the tape, and 10 of those shots were bad shots. and we tried to, you know, shoot that 10-point shot, which doesn't exist. So we got ourselves in trouble, and then I agree 100%.
Hey, Coach, are the guys, this happens, and you could see it with back, you know, in the UConn days too, is the sign of a good team is they kind of have a sense of where each one's going to be. You can draw the plays and all that, but I think you have to become more familiar with the other people on the floor, and sometimes it seems there's like a sixth sense. I mean, it just happens the way it should. Are your guys getting into that?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we've rotated kids. I can use Brad Landry as an example, who probably was the 10th man starting season. He now probably is the 6th man and plays a lot more minutes. My point is we're evolving as we go. Honestly, Ray and Joe, we were better against our first competition of the year, Patterson out of Jersey. He's a very good team, 6-3. And we beat him in a really good game, et cetera, et cetera. And now reality is getting in. People look at tapes. They saw the fact that we didn't handle pressure well, et cetera. Whatever it may be, we'll handle it better, I can guarantee you, pretty soon. But my point being is that it was the most difficult game for us as coaches because we could see right before our eyes that, as you said, Joe, not only did they speed us up, we just didn't make great decisions. And Ray, you alluded to that. When we put them in spots, that's great, and that's what designs do. But from that moment, we have a pretty good idea that you are on your own with the basketball in hand to make a play. And right. I think we didn't do that. And so we've worked on it for 2 days. And today they have a day off. This is our finals week. Yes, it's a reading day. So it's a bad weekend between that and the end of the Patriots game.
Exactly. And then also, the thing is, to Pine Manor's credit, and look, their behavior at the end of the ball game was abominable.
So
and,
I hear.
And I'm glad somebody had something to say about that after the game. But they never let you get back in. Every time you cut it to 10, they'd knock down a couple of threes. And look, the big kid for them was terrific. I mean, he was dominant, the 6'7", 270 pounds. In fact, you know what? I'll be honest with you. If the Patriots had him back instead of Gronkowski on Sunday, they might have won.
That's true.
Well, yeah, sure, I could knock somebody over. He was really good. I thought the Bell kid, who hadn't done much early in the season, at 29 in the previous game, at 20 against us, and in the season round, they lost a lot of close games early. But, you know, I've got to always be fair about it. That happens. You know, if you put the two guards, Bell, the wing player, the 6'4 kid, and the big kid Houston, that's how they won, because they played well. And here's the biggest thing. They went to their strengths, did what they did, made big shots, as you said, Joe. And we, in turn, when I get pressed and we get pressed, I want to attack it. And we did as poor a job as you can imagine. So, you know, now it's up. Get ready for Castleton on Saturday and then off to Florida next week. And the reason I'm saying that, you know, we're going to have three games in 7 days. And we've got to do everything we can this week.
Well, and you're used to playing once a week over the last 3 weeks, so that would be a little bit of adjustment. Because it's such a young team, first-year guys not used to the pressures of exams and trying to play college basketball, how have you adjusted what you normally do for exam weeks for this week for your kids?
Well, shorter practices, you know, as intense as we possibly can, but it would be crazy for me as I'm getting ready to take my chemistry test for me to just push them so hard. That doesn't make any sense, obviously, for anybody, right, and particularly in long-term, for kids academically. But I, you know, I think the thing is, hopefully we don't practice today. It's a respite for them. You know what I'm saying? Come in, I think we start at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So that's a respite, a way you try to make it that way. You don't come in the gym and start beating them after they just trying to figure out the square root of 17 or something. But I don't think you have to trust them. You can't bring it in just say, you remember what happened last Saturday? They remember.
Right. They're past that. December 17th, for the 20th straight year, you and your team will help people not as fortunate, much like we're trying to do. It'll be at the Arroyo Center in Pope Park. Turkey and fixins, thanks to ShopRite and Omar, and of course you. Some 500 families will be helped. The doors will open at 5:30, and I know of all the things you do, and you do so many charitable things. This is right at the top of your list.
Well, I like to have more turkeys. I went to 600 actually this year, but more importantly, you know, and then by the end they have to get certificates to get the meals, but it's great because they get, you know, 18, 20-pound turkey, they get all the fixings, et cetera. And you see the faces of the people, and they come out there with, you know, some people, it's funny, you know, don't really stare at you because they don't kind of know about it. Other people obviously are big fans, et cetera. It's a tremendous night. And for some of our kids, I guess you guys could probably well imagine, it's like going back home to some degree, seeing the fact what you can do when you get in a position yourself to maybe help others. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, it's one of the best things is watching the faces, not just of the families who you help, but the kids on your
team.
And for the St. Joe's kids, this is going to be it's going to be a special day.
I'm a son too, Joe. You know, it's a learning experience, and just the quotes, you know, what Ray has been doing. I mean, what all the former players on Kemba, they do so many things now, reaching out the community. And I hope just a little bit that they saw that firsthand and personally when they're packing the turkeys and so on at these. And we'll have our St. Joe's get over there on on the 17th, and you know, it's, as I said, it's a special night that you work away to say thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
You give joy to our hearts of the true meaning of Christmas.
Exactly. Coach, thanks for the time. I'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
Looking forward to it, Joe. See you, Ray. Bye-bye. Yeah,
thanks. Good luck, Coach.
Jim Calhoun will have the game 145 against the Spartans of Castleton University from way up in Vermont.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.